Greetings in Jesus' name on this 10th day of August, the year of our Lord, 2022. It's currently in the 60s outside, and we finally have got rid of some of the humidity that's been in our area for weeks. We've had 90-degree weather, close to 100-degree index of weather, and so for Maine, that is hot, blistering hot. We're glad to get rid of that. It's kind of a cloudy and a cool day. Highs in the 70s today. And we're thrilled about all that God is doing in our Bible school. I was able to go out yesterday for a long time and witness and on Scoot the Scooter and share the gospel with so many people and to invite kids out to Sunday school and to be a part of all that God is doing. It's just absolutely thrilling. And I appreciate the goodness of the Lord and how He opened up doors yesterday. One of the guys that I helped yesterday had a motorcycle on the side of the road, broke down, and I stopped to help him and brought him down to the church and got him some water and put my jumper cables on his motorcycle. And he said it was a brand spanking new Harley Davidson, actually, but something was wrong and was able, though, to get it started. And he was so grateful. And I said, hey, tell me, have you been born again? And he got his wife on the phone, and I was able to witness to both of them, and they both say they've been born again. And I said, are y'all in a church anywhere? And they said, no. And they said, we're just waiting for some church to come to us. I said, well, what about this? I believe some church has come to you. And so I expect to see him there on the Lord's Day. Other great gospel witnesses yesterday as we were out and about, and how thrilling it was. Today we'll do much of the same, and here busy in my office this morning, already taught on the FaceTime live on 558 this morning around the 558 a.m. hour, and then of course reading and studying and spending time alone with the Lord, and then busy about the Father's business today. Thank you for praying for us that God would guide us and direct us. In your Bible today, I would like to invite you to look with me in Psalms chapter number 78 and verse number 8. The Bible says, and might not be as their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. I want us to look at the might of this verse for just a few moments, and might not be as their fathers. What an amazing word that this is, might, and might not be as their fathers. Thank God there is always an opportunity to change, and might not be as their fathers. We can change. Jesus Christ can save us. We can repent. Once we're saved, we can repent from the error of our ways, and might not be as their fathers. We can, by the power of the Holy Ghost, see things changed, and might not be as their fathers. I see the might of this verse. And then I want us to notice, second of all, the multitudes of this verse. A stubborn and rebellious generation. A generation that set not their heart aright. Think about not only the might of this verse, but think about the multitudes of this verse. A stubborn and rebellious generation. Think how many people were influenced because of these stubborn and rebellious individuals. Multitudes of people, moms and dads and aunts and uncles and little children along the way. They were impacted in a negative way by this stubborn and rebellious generation, and might not be as their fathers. The might of this verse, the multitudes of this verse, a stubborn and rebellious generation. And then I want us to look at the misery of this verse, a generation that set not their heart aright, and whose spirit was not steadfast with God. What misery is found in this verse. How miserable it is to know that there was a generation that set not their heart aright, and their spirit was not steadfast with God. Don't you think it's time that we notice these things that are going on? Don't you think it's time today that we realize that we must set our heart aright. Our spirit must be steadfast with God. There's no time for slacking. There's no time for tipping our sails and giving in to the compromise of this world. We must at all cost go forward for Christ and be passionate about the Father's business. And may the Lord teach us today from this great verse about the might of this verse, the multitudes of this verse, and the misery of this verse. May the Lord help us and strengthen us to be our best, no less, for Christ. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.